Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, compromise. Elections are about taking sides, claims the new advert for the UK Labour Party, before reminding voters that Labour is on theirs. And in a sense, they're right. The taking sides bit, that is. Whether Labour is on your side depends, of course, on who you are. But you have a choice in an election. Red or blue, left or right, us or them. And a cursory look at recent elections around the world suggests that those choices have become ever more polarised. From America to Austria, Portugal to the Philippines, populists are, well, popular. Sometimes the populists come from within main parties, more often they don't. Increased polarisation is therefore leading to fragmentation. In Spain, the two main parties received just half the votes in December's election. In Greece, a new party, Syriza, came first in 2015. In Germany, Sweden, Denmark and the UK, new parties on the populist right have broken old duopolies. Democracies where once two parties dominated are now nations where four, five, sometimes six parties are competing for a chunk of the vote. But once we've all taken sides, what happens next? In the past, when there really were just two sides to choose from, one party would have a mandate. Yet as we're seeing in Spain, where failed coalition talks have led to fresh elections, if no one has a majority, and if parties are unwilling to compromise, governing becomes almost impossible.
I like Donald. He is an amazing entertainer. But his policies for most of his life...
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mainstream parties captured by extremists have the same problem. Will moderate Republicans feel at home in a Donald Trump-led party? Will President Trump compromise with a less extreme Republican-led Senate or Congress?
There's some candidates that were saying, look, compromise is a dirty word. No, you got to stand on principles. Do you believe in compromise?
No, I believe in compromise where I win. Okay.
I disagree with him on that. That's a matter
you
of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the biggest liar. You probably are worse than Jeb Bush.
Compromising is dismissed by some of the new populists as selling out. What's the point of running on a distinct platform if you modify your views the moment you take office? Well, that may be fine if you have a majority, and even then it's not, but let's leave that argument for another day. But if you don't have a majority, the only option is compromise, to find a middle ground that enough people can agree on, that a majority can agree on. That's democracy.
Nigel Van would be turning in his grave if he could hear the Prime Minister's attitude towards the NHS.
Compromise may be the least sexy part of a democracy, but it's arguably the most important. Without it, we're either faced with gridlock or autocracy. Elections may be about taking sides. Governing, though, is about bringing people together. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.